Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. Beautiful Thursday out there, man. As well. Hopefully you can get out and enjoy it a little bit. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
Yeah, believe me, I have enjoyed it all.
Me too.
About the last 9 hours. But yeah, it is a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful Thursday as we are one day away from a three-day weekend, which are always just so special, so special. Should have that more of them. I'm still trying to work on some legislation to get us the four day work week and everything. But yeah, we're still working on it. You know, we're gonna get it on.
If you and I can get that going, dude, we'll be the most popular duo in the history of.
There's nothing else that world. We have to do than that right there. If we can just get it on the floor.
Yeah.
Get it on the floor.
Just
man.
Get it on the ballot.
That's it. That's it, man. Just get it there and then because ain't nobody gonna vote against that.
No.
Even the damn people in the lawmakers, like hell yeah.
You know what? That's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Hell yeah, man. But yeah.
So they make some strong points.
Yeah, so, you know, and obviously the kids are out of school. Best weekend. So if you're traveling and everything, I saw all the expected people in through Jacksonville, Jackson Hartsfield Airport, just millions of people.
Where are people going?
I don't – what do you think they're going?
Summer vacation or something?
I mean, the kids are done with school.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go. Mm. We gotta get on an aeroplane. Obviously, the
that's when I put them to work.
Obviously, the highways
out.
Are gonna be packed and all that. So y'all be careful.
Deck rebuild starts.
Hey, my man,
get out there. How are you with a hammer? What are you four?
Four.
Great. Put on some goggles.
I mean,
try not to bang your thumb.
That's the biggest thing. Try not to hurt yourself, man. But yeah, can't wait for the whole weekend. And hopefully, everybody's gonna have fun, be safe, or build decks or whatever your thing is that you do on holiday weekends. But what a freaking basketball game! I know because the Braves game got. I'm like, hold on, what time was it? I was like, hold on, they don't want to wait and see.
Yeah, that's kind of what Washington does.
Yeah, like I don't want to wait and see if it's going to like pass through.
Remember a couple of years ago there was a rain delay and it never rained.
Yes.
Like they just sat there and the rain's coming.
Yes.
It never did.
Yes.
And they didn't play the game.
Yes.
It did rain yesterday in Washington, so they rained the game out. But at least they called it early, so we wouldn't have to sit around and wait
for it. But yeah, but so it's going to be a doubleheader starting at 1 today.
No. The doubleheader will be in September.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah, they're going to play a doubleheader on September 16th.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll make up that game on September 16th.
They'll just play
the final game of the series tonight.
Right.
AJ Smith-Shaw will make the start. Yeah,
Even
yeah. So got to win.
Does that ever throw a pitcher off? Does it throw off when he says an extra day rest? Because that moves everybody else back.
So I think in a situation like yesterday, when they called it as early as they did, he wouldn't have been to the ballpark doing his warm-up stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's a part of why you do something like that. Like if they would have done the normal pregame routine,
he wouldn't have pitched
and then the rain comes in at 6 mm-hmm. and then the game gets rained out, he probably doesn't go today.
Right.
It would have been Sale, right? Sale would have been the scheduled starter today.
Okay.
But I think that's how you can push him back a day.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, it would throw him off if he would have gone through his normal pregame stuff, but he didn't go through his pregame stuff.
Yeah, so we'll just have to wait for tonight. But yeah, what a freaking game last night in Madison Square Garden. And I'm telling you, when they were up by 17, I was like, oh, well. Yeah, because I think the key to both of these teams is like win the minutes when your star's off the floor.
And the Knicks extended the lead.
Yes, they won. They won the Braylon, the Brunson-less minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Shout out to Campaign.
Oh, God, so damn annoying. And I'm pretty sure Campaign's a nice person.
Maybe, I don't
know.
But
that shot is just ragged.
Yeah.
And you never forgive him for dancing with Russ the way he did.
I don't know. I just know I can't watch him.
He was Russ's dance partner all those damn years.
But he had some really nice minutes in that fourth quarter.
They did, man. They extended the lead while Brunson was out. And then I don't know what the hell happened.
Right. But that's the
Neesmith
to
was.
Me. That's the right way to put it because I know that it's really, and I don't really disagree even with people that want to come on and crap on the Knicks and say the Knicks choked and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like if that's the lead or if that's where you start, I feel like you underplay what the Pacers did.
I agree.
What the Pacers did was one of the most remarkable displays of like unexpected shot making that I've ever seen. Because it wasn't like, you know, even if it was Halliburton, it would have been unexpected. It was Aaron Nesmith, man. Yep. Like, and that's a nice player, no doubt. And obviously he's had a couple of nice postseason runs now the last couple of years with Indiana. But that man's never gone 8 of 9 from three in his life.
No.
That man made 5 threes in the final 3 minutes of the game.
But he's shooting over 50% in the playoffs.
He turned into Steph Curry.
Dude.
Like even Steph Curry doesn't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like that was one of the most, and you're right. Like obviously he's having a nice postseason in terms of shooting, but like that's not the guy that you would have expected to do that. Now you would think maybe the Knicks would try to get a hand in his face at some point.
Yes.
Now he's shooting from 30 feet sometimes too.
He was kicking his leg out. That's why I was like, please don't call that.
All of it was insane.
Yes.
It was completely insane. And here's the thing about that is like, I guess the Pacers just are built for it.
Yeah.
Because it's the third time they've done that in this playoff run.
Yep.
Like, they just do that. I don't know how, but they do. They're built for chaos.
They hang around, and then, you know, the way they're able to shoot the basketball. And Nesmith was, like, he was coming. They were finding him.
Yeah.
And the Knicks knew they were finding him. And they were running him off screens. They were doing little ball tosses to him. And he was just unconscious. And for them to let them come back and for it to come down to what Halliburton, he hit that same shot against Cleveland.
It's the exact same
thing he did.
Except
he got his toe on the line.
Behind against Cleveland.
A same shot. And when that ball hit the back, it went up. I was like, oh, that's going in. That's the first thing I said. Oh, that's going in. Bam. And my favorite thing is watching crowd reaction, especially when it's on the road, and watching the damn garden just go flat.
Deflated.
Just flat. Just.
My favorite moment like that ever was when Jorge Soler hit the home run in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? They got all the orange towels they're waving, and Jorge just ends it right there, and everyone just deflated.
And it was
that was similar last night.
When Soler hit the home run, it was so early in the game.
That's
but
true.
You knew it was over.
Yeah, you knew.
When
you
he
knew
hit that damn home run, I was like, oh, it's over.
There it is.
It's over. Let's start knocking these things back.
Yep.
All right, start making videos. But yeah, just like, and then the choke sign and everything was great. I loved it. But then when I was like, damn, his foot's on the line. So you're like, was that for nothing?
They had to win, right?
They had to win.
Like, if they didn't win in overtime.
You can't lose that game after that.
If they didn't win in overtime, what's the reaction to the choke sign to tie it?
Oh, man.
Like, what? I mean, that's kind of like, that's the joke then,
dude,
right?
I'm talking about you. He's on, what's they call it the back page of the New York Post, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so many different memes of him.
Yeah.
And
it would have been the new Swaggy P when he turns around and puts the three up.
Yes.
When it goes in, but that's worse.
And
though.
What did he do in the overtime?
Played good.
Yes.
Yeah. Balled his ass off.
So basically, he was like saying, I got to win this basketball game.
I got to make sure that we don't lose.
I got to make sure we don't lose this damn basketball game. But I thought, you know, Carlisle, the challenge was right on time.
Both of them.
You know, and being able to save them, because just like, you know, you have this pet peeve about the NBA, is that damn. That damn review sign.
Yeah.
Because they do it all the time.
The finger circle.
And you can't, as a coach, be stuck up in it because you're like, okay, I understand, but maybe let's just, you know.
And that's one I thought
they
that,
did it in the first quarter. Like, a player did it in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
no, dude, we're not challenging
no.
it. Sometimes you just miss a shot.
Yes.
But I thought what Halliburton did, and I don't know if people have talked about this or not, but like, they were trying to get the ball in. Like, the Knicks were trying to inbound the ball because Brunson knew the ball tipped off his finger.
Yeah.
He knew that it did.
Yeah.
Halliburton went and stood in front of it so they couldn't get the ball in while Carlisle was waiting for his review guy to tell him and delayed it just long enough.
Did you see the Dort sitting courtside?
Oh, yeah.
Tech!
Yeah, he's yelling at him, and Halliburton's just kind of laughing at him. Well, like, that was brilliant by Halliburton to go get in the way to give them that extra 15 seconds or whatever they needed to actually make the call to review it. Then they review it. They get the basketball. They needed every single break to go their way.
Yes.
Now, I mean, if there was like a choky moment, obviously Cat missing that second free throw.
Yes.
Like that's not great.
I think they missed 10. Mm-hmm. I think they expect like 10 free throws. But yeah, that was
12.
They missed 12. Okay. Yeah. That was, they call them free throw. They're free. Yeah. And you got to make them in that particular moment because Cat played an awesome game.
He did. He played great.
He played great.
That's like the best I've seen him play in the playoffs
so far.
He
was talking smack, and which is very awkward because he looks like he sound. You remember when Prince raided the house after what happened to his mama? Where are you? You remember that?
He's pulling his hands down after making threes. Yeah, like Cat was out there with a lot of confidence.
But that trash talk sounded like Prince when he wanted to fight his dad. Where are you?
Yeah, man.
Where are you?
Not the doesn't have the bass in his voice to be talking trash.
Where are you?
But you know what? If you score 35 and Jalen Brunson scores 43, you're usually gonna win that game. Here's the thing for the Knicks. Like if you're a Knicks player, because I don't care about Knicks fans, but if you're a Knicks player and you're thinking to yourself, all right, let's try to rationalize this in our minds so we can make sure we come back and get game two and not like have that derail the entire series. They should have won the game last night.
Yes.
They played well enough to win the game. Obviously, in the end, it did what they did in the end and then in overtime in order to take it away from them. But like the Knicks won three games against the Celtics in the last series they shouldn't have won.
Yes.
Right? So it happens in the playoffs a little bit. And if the universe is going to balance things out a little bit, the Knicks kind of had one of those coming, didn't they?
Yes.
They won some games against the Celtics that they had absolutely no business winning. They lost that game that they had absolutely no business losing last night. Get it right and try to get the series back together. This one feels like it's going to be a good long series, especially with Indiana taking the first one on the road.
Well, I mean, we mentioned that, though.
What an unbelievable – and I'm happy for it, too, because the closeout games over the weekend weren't any
awful.
Good. Game one of the Western Conference Finals wasn't any good. It was really nice to get a fun, competitive, clutch, just like – everything that you want from a conference finals game last night, not to mention, you know, you got the celebration with the Reggie shout out. Reggie's in the building.
Yes.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful basketball game.
Well, we talked about kind of yesterday, like Indiana needs to get this one.
Yeah.
Indiana needs to get this first one. And I was able to get it. And, you know, like the pace was where the Pacers wanted it to be.
Yeah.
The Knicks played seven people.
It's going to be tough to play. It's going to be tough to play games like that.
Carlisle's going 11. Mm-hmm. He's going 11 deep. And so and the thing with it was Brunson was aggressive early. They did a great job. That is what you do to him. You make him defend. Because when teams are making him defend, he's not big enough to guard, so he fouls.
Who are you talking about?
Brunson.
Brunson, yeah.
Yeah, and so he fouls.
Yep.
And that's why he got in that foul trouble. Yep. But they did win the Brunson-less minutes.
Yeah, that was the crazy part is they got him in foul trouble, got him off the floor, kind of right where they wanted him in the fourth. And then Campaign comes in, and they extended the lead, and they just couldn't miss a shot, man. Like, everything they put up was going in to pull out to that 16-17.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
15-point lead. And here came the Pacers. They're just built for chaos. They play chaotic, and when the game gets tight late, the other team tightens up more, and they close them out, man. That's the third time in this playoffs they've been down by eight or more in the final minute and won the game.
Yep.
Nobody does that.
Nope.
No, except them. Three times.
Found a way.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.